AM 1300, WRCR, Spring Valley.
Gentlemen, it's time for Jewish Datelines.
Good evening, you're listening to Jewish Datelines. This is a show about Jewish people marrying other Jewish people. You could be Litvish, Hasidic, Mon, or secular. All you have to do is be born to a Jewish mom, and this show is for you. Well, we have a very sharp half hour, and Baruch Hashem, people have been calling in our Wednesday night show like crazy. So let me give you some numbers to start off. Remember, this is the most important number you're ever going to need for both Wednesday and Thursday evenings. Tonight, of Wednesday night, is our show every night at midnight. And we have one also in Rockland County that starts at 10 o'clock. If you're listening to us, by the way, in Rockland County, you're listening to us on 1300 WRCR AM. If you're listening to us in the five boroughs, Brooklyn and Queens and New York, how are you guys out there? You're listening on 620 AM. So anyway, let me give you the number. First of all, because this is a live participation show, it's 845-624-1300. Again, the number is 845-624-1300. And this is a show about Shidduchim, setting up what we call bias namens and putting Jewish people together so they can build homes and get married and then some. Now, and the first couple to get married off this show and my Thursday night show, I don't care who, because now we have two shows, will win prizes towards a wedding. So we got to get this busy. 845-624-1300. We do go off at an exact, I say 1229 for all intents and purposes. Tonight we're going off at 1229. So if you want to be in the show, it's 845-624-1300. We have two couples dating from this show. And we've been on a little less than 3 months. And in our Rockland County show, we've been on about 19 months, actually, officially today. Today's October 28th. 19 months for the Rockland County. So, again, if you want to be in, it's 845-624-1300. Now, let me tell you what the show's about. This is a situation where you can make live personal ads. And I'm the official on-air shachin, but the real shachin to the show is Mrs. Debbie Leibowitz from Borough Park. She's been doing this for 27 years. And basically, you call on, you speak to me. If you're religious, I'll ask you questions in that direction, what's your hashkafa, what's your parnasa, what's your livelihood. But if you are secular, I'll ask you what's your educational background and what do you do for a living and interests and things of that nature. Just talk for about a few minutes. We get a sense of you. And let me tell you what makes this show different than any other form of potential matchmaking. When you hear a voice, like you're hearing my voice right now, you are making an opinion of me, whether rightfully or wrongfully. And when someone, and you, so you call in and you speak with me, whether you're a guy or girl from 17 to 120, everyone out there is hearing your voice, and they're making an opinion of you. And then when we go through a few questions, they're making even a more stronger opinion. And then they decide, well, would that be someone I'd want to date? Or maybe that wouldn't be someone I'd want to date. Could go either direction. So people get a sense about you, become real. You're not just a person, a name on some matchmaker's list, and you're not on the internet, that you're just Hefker, you know? You're real, okay? You're tangible. People get a sense about you. Of course, then behind the scenes, if you're interested, you give your information to my trusted engineer, Neil. And he takes out all the information, and we give that to Mrs. Leibowitz when it is necessary. Now, there are a few rules to the show that I didn't mention to say. So, first off, because it seems like I want to say a lot tonight. First of all, if you call in, whether you're a boy or girl, you're not allowed to give a last name. Only your first name or a fake first name. But no last names are allowed. Also, no mother, brother, sister, uncle can call for anybody else. Just the person who is single and who's in the matzav. That's the only person who can call in. So again, this show is the person who is single, who's struggling to get out of being single, and this is a person who wants to take their life in charge, into their own hands. That's what this is for. And this show is Star L'Shem Mitzvah. There's a very big mitzvah to bring Jewish people together and to bring homes together and marry people off. We don't live together in our communities. We get married. We get married via Kedushin. We still believe in marriage. And we try to bring up homes for Hashem. So basically, again, if you're interested, the number is 845-624-1300. You already have my engineer hopping around here. So, but again, I guess some people asking for information, which I'm getting from my engineer. But some people are asking questions, which is okay. I wasn't so clear when we came off because there was a lot going on here tonight. But okay, we're settled down here. Again, this is a show. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Jewish Datelines, and this is a show about Jewish people marrying other Jewish people. You could be Litvish, Hasidic, minor, secular. All you have to do is be born to a Jewish mom. Now, by the way, as an aside note, I do know that we have actually a lot of Christian and people who are not Jewish listening to our show. Unfortunately, the show's not for you, and I have spoken to many a person after my show, and I appreciate your listening, and I appreciate the energy, and we brought it up to our station owner, and maybe somewhere down the near future, we're going to do a different show. Maybe WRCR is going to do a different show for the secular world. But right now, we do on Jewish Datelines what we know how to do best. And we know how to put Jewish people with other Jewish people. Because in the religious world, we use matchmakers. And so, again, you could be religious, not religious, born to a Jewish mom. That's the rules here. So I thank everybody who's listening and everyone who's participating. So I'm going to give the number again, then I'm going to go into some concepts until we go on the air. Again, the number here, if you want to participate in the show, is 845-624-1300. Now, if you're single and you're listening to my show and you're not calling in and you're not going to single events and you're not going on the internet and you're not going to matchmakers, there's nothing we can do for you. And if you have gone to matchmakers in the internet and all these things are frustrating to you, I'm giving you an opportunity to get unfrustrated. Matter of fact, a few moments before my show, we're attempting to put together our third couple from this show. That's what it's all about. So if you honestly want to get married, if you're sick of being alone, if you, you know, want to set up what's called a bias naming, this show's for you. 845-624-1300. So, as I see, you guys are like hopping my engineer around, and we're going to wait till everyone's ready to come through. But in the meanwhile, I think my engineer is telling me I'm going on right now. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yeah?
Who am I speaking with?
Oh, my name is Ariel.
Ariel?
Yes.
Ariel, where are you calling from, please?
The Upper West Side of Manhattan.
Excellent. How'd you hear about our show?
A friend of mine just called me up right now.
I guess they know you stay up late, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm usually up to like 3 in the morning.
Okay. See, 12 o'clock isn't so late for everybody.
No. And I just watched the Yankee game. It just ended like maybe 15 minutes ago or something.
All right, so let me just tell Ariel before we go with you, because we're a little underhanded tonight. We have another caller or two waiting, but we're going to go one by one. So please, callers, be patient. Ariel, let me ask you, what are you looking for in a young lady?
I'm looking for modern, orthodox, liberal, and also conservadox. I can go with either conservadox or modern orthodox. I'm also looking for someone who is vivacious, bubbly, affectionate. I would prefer if she was athletic, but that's not mandatory. That's just mm-hmm. something because I'm very athletic myself.
Right. Let me ask you a question. Do you come from a from birth household?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And would you say your background was yeshivish or modern growing up? Or maybe Hasidic even?
No. Modern.
Modern. Okay.
Yeah.
And you always lived in Manhattan?
Yes.
Okay, good. So how old are you?
38.
38. You ever been married before?
No.
Are you a Cohen?
Yes, I am a Cohen. I was about to mention that myself, too, but...
I got there first, huh?
Yeah. You got there first.
All right, good. So, girls, if you're listening... the girls, let me just, because we have a lot of people listening to this show that not everyone is necessarily observant, so I want to explain the difference. And there's more differences which our matchmaker, given the right shidduch, will explain. But a Cohen can't marry someone who is a divorcee. So if you're a divorcee, Ariel cannot be for you because Cohens are from our priest tribe. And we have, you know, Cohens, Levites, and Yisrael. And Cohens cannot marry divorcees. They cannot marry converts. And there's a few more laws and halachas to that, but that's for Shachanis to deal with. Okay, Ariel? So now let me ask you a question. What are you Kova Eitzim? Do you learn at all?
Oh, I do, yes. I do learn. I have... Chavusas, and I attend shiurim and lectures and seminars, and I take classes.
Okay. So you learn every day, or just once in a while, or?
A few times a week, usually.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good, Baruch Hashem. And what do you do for parnasa, may I ask?
I'm a high school science teacher for the public school, my specialty is in biology.
Beautiful.
But I teach other sciences as well as statistics and math. And my major is in biology. That's what I got my graduate degree in.
All right. So here you are. You're a from birth gentleman. You're a Cohen. You are a biology teacher who also is very adept in the math and the arithmetic. I don't know if that I don't even know if that's a word or what I just said, if that's correct. But you're very adept at numbers, let's put it that way. Me and my engineer were just talking about that before the show started. Anyway, and the statistics. What kind of young lady are you looking for, please?
Oh, I thought I said that.
No, I want to recapitulate.
Okay,
not
sure.
Not just what her hashkafa is, but what kind of personality. Outgoing, shy.
Oh, that's what I said. No, I thought I mentioned that at the beginning, but I'm looking for someone vivacious, bubbly, affectionate.
Mm-hmm.
I would prefer if she was in shape or, you know, someone who's like willing to be, you know, involved in sports. I'm also a great sense of humor. I used to do stand-up comedy occasionally as a hobby on the side, which I plan to get back into it again.
Ariel, you
yes?
sound like a chock full of energy, but we don't have that time for you on a half-hour show. But we do have a show that you can listen to on Thursday nights if you have the internet or phone lines, because we're heard also on Thursday evenings. And you can find us on www.wrcr.com. We're in the Jewish Press. Do you get the Jewish Press?
Yes, I do.
We're in the single section there. Ariel?
I usually get the Jewish Press. All right,
so we're in the single section here. I have a good enough sense about you, and our phones are ringing, and I don't mean to be short, but we really have a good enough sense. If I'm getting it right, it sounds like you have a great personality. You're looking for a girl also with personality. And she should be conservadox and or towards modern orthodox. And what's the age range, please? That's the last question.
Anything within the childbearing age range, which means 20s, 40s, like I would say I'm anywhere between the 20s and the 40s. So you're, like.
Okay, we got it. All right, so
Ariel, you asked me a question.
I understand, I got the answer. So listen.
Okay, I didn't hear you at the beginning.
All right, I listen. I think you're on a cell phone, am I correct?
I am on a cell phone.
Yeah, I hear, because you're cutting in and out a little bit on our end. Listen, I thank you.
Yeah, because there's a lot of wind here, so I moved into a corner now.
Well, you got to keep warm. Ariel, I thank you for calling. Our lines are lighting up right now. Maybe there's a young lady who's going to be calling in for you tonight. If we do have anyone who's interested, we will call you back. Thank you so much for calling, and have a good Shabbos. Hatzlacha.
The same to you. Have a good Shabbos, and I really appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. And I think we have a next caller still holding on. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi, who am I speaking with, please?
My name is Miriam.
Hi, Miriam. How are you?
Thank God. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, Brooks, thank you for being patient. Let me ask you a question. First of all, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Beautiful. And how'd you hear about us?
I just happened to be tuning on to the radio.
Okay, that works too. All right, so let me ask you a question. What are you looking for in a young man?
I'm looking for a mensch.
Okay.
I'm a divorced woman with several children.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking for somebody to spend the rest of my life with, to be a companion, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm. You sound like a very pleasant lady, I may add. I could just sense that from your voice. Well, a pleasant person may have a cold. You got to be careful this time of year now. Let me ask you a question. Do you have children that still live at home?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And do you have a small family, a big family?
Normal-sized family.
All right. Normal can be many things in the firm world. It could be from 10 to 20. Especially in this Rockland County area where we're doing the show from. Anyway, Kanainahara. So let me ask you a little bit about who you are. Are you from birth?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And would you like someone who was from birth as well? Does that matter?
Yes.
All right. So Baal Tshuva is a kind of out.
Yes.
Okay. And with the age range of a gentleman you'd be interested in, please?
I'm looking for a man that's between the ages of 35 to 42.
Okay. And silly question, but I hope you're sitting down for this.
Nothing is a silly question.
All right. Are you interested in having more kids?
With the right man.
Okay. No, because believe it or not, when a lot of men ask me, when this is actually a secondary show. We've started our first show in the Rockland County area. And sometimes when people already have children, whether it's a small family or a big family, women feel a lot of times that they're done having children. So sometimes men that still want to have children don't mind marrying someone who has children, but they want to have maybe more children with the person that they're married with. So I just wanted to get that right out of the way. Do you study at all? Do you learn, study?
Don't have time for that.
Okay. Would it be very important that the man that you connect with is Kova Eitan, that he has a Seder that he learns?
100%.
Okay. Beautiful. And, all right, so you live in Brooklyn. What do you do with your time besides being a mom?
I'm involved in a lot of chesed. If I have a spare hour or two, I will go help people and different tzedakah organizations.
Wonderful.
To keep my day going.
Okay. The gentleman you're looking for, you sound a little reserved. I may be wrong, but you sound a little reserved. The gentleman you're looking for, should he be quiet or should he be outgoing?
A mensch.
Oh, mensch is coming both kind of personalities. You can have a quiet mensch and you can have an outgoing mensch. By the way, let me just tell you something, Miriam. Every Jewish woman wants a mensch. And by the way, if you ask every Jewish woman, secular or otherwise, if you ask them one specific question, especially people who got remarried, I may add, there was one attribute, one, that they wanted in a gentleman, you know what they say? I want someone who's kind. That word kind comes up over and over again. Most divorcees, when they get remarried, that's the number one thing that attracted them to their partner, because he was kind. I'm just letting you know a little bit of experience from this show. I'm doing previous shachanas.
Mm-hmm.
So, but okay. So, I think what? Outgoing, medium, average personality?
Person that's willing to give, to share,
mm-hmm.
and to be open, caring, and this should not be second nature. This is the type of person I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm. Would you mind if that person already had children himself?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Good, Baruch Hashem. But you seem very even, so I guess maybe if the person was quiet or outgoing, it doesn't matter, is what you're trying to say.
No, it's not a difference to me.
Okay, very good. So is there anything else hobby-wise you may want to tell us about yourself?
Hobby-wise,
mm-hmm.
what I like to do?
Mm-hmm.
I like to take walks. I like to swim.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I like to cook.
Well, every man out there is going to enjoy that part. That's a selling point, 101. All right, Miriam, I thank you so much for calling. And you're listening to Jewish Dateline. If you're interested in either Ariel, who called earlier, who was a science teacher, and he's modern Orthodox, or Miriam, who is a divorced mom with children and does a lot of chesed, and she's from birth. Both our callers right away are from birth. Please call us here at 845-624-1300. We have some really nice people out here tonight. Again, the number is 845-624-1300. We're going to go to some commercials, and we're going to be back. Ariel, Miriam, thank you very much for calling us, and have a good Shabbos.
You do the same, and thank you for the lovely program that you run.
Thank you so much.
May Hashem give you strength to do this for many, many more years.
Thank you so much. Have a good Shabbos. And
hopefully
you're going to have mazel tonight.
Amen.
Are you looking for a nice restaurant with live music? Visit Benny's Grill and Fine Dining, 1785 Ocean Avenue between Avenues M and N in Brooklyn, New York. They close late at 11 p.m. Benny's Grill also does parties up to 80 people on premises. Benny's Grill does parties and they specialize in bar mitzvahs and bris. Call Benny's Grill at 718-787-0080. That's 718-787-0080.
Do you know where the hippest, most trendiest, yet sneakiest of clothes is? Unique Boutique, located at 1424 Coney Island Avenue in Brooklyn, New York, is the place to go. Unique Boutique has been dressing women for over 30 years, and the service is second to none. Unique Boutique has from sporty attire all the way up to Hasana attire. If you want to look your very best for Yom Tov, and the holidays are coming up, ladies, you need to go to Unique Boutique for all your fashion needs. And if you want to give them a call, it's 718-258-9013. Again, that's 718-258-9013. Okay, we're back. You've been listening to Jewish Datelines, and everyone's coming in real quick. Again, Baruch Hashem, thank you, God. And this is a show about Jewish people who want to marry other Jewish people. You could be Litvish, Hasidic, modern, or secular. All you have to do is be born to a Jewish mom, and this show's for you. Now, we're coming to the end of our show. It's 12:25, and we have one caller now. I don't know if we're going to have time to introduce this caller. But if this call is going to come in, they're going to have to come in real quick. Because it's 12:25. I got to tell people, for my Wednesday night audience, we have a very sharp half hour. If you would like to continue, say you wanted to come in tonight, but we didn't have enough time, you can call us on Thursday. You go on the internet. If you're in the five boroughs, it's www.wrcr.com. Or you can go on a telephone number, 646-519-5860, PIN number 8574. Or if you're in the Rockland County area, you can hear us on 1300 WRCR. Okay, so again, it's 1226, and my number here is 845-624-1300. If you want to squeak right in, we have a moment to potentially introduce someone real quick tonight. You never know, because this could be your Mazel Tov evening. And you guys have my engineer every Wednesday night. You got my engineer jumping around like a bunny rabbit here. So, all right. Now, I just want to, again, explain that this show is meant for the person who is single, just like Ariel, who is a single person who's never been married. And he's a Cohen and now a high school teacher. And we have Miriam, who has been married. And she's looking for a gentleman, I think she said between 38 and 42, somewhere like that. She's divorced with children. And I'm gathering she probably has a lot of children, or a Baruch Hashem. And she'd like to have more children with the right person. So if you're interested in any of our callers, again, it's 845-624-1300. Now, we're going to leave this, we're going to leave open. If you want to get in here, you could squeak in here now, because a lot of people are, again, I think my engineer is telling me that a lot of people are calling for other people. And, all right, this is our New York show, and you're not really so familiar with our rules. This show is unique in the way that it's only for the person who is single and in the matzav. So with that, let me again tell you, tomorrow night, if you wanted to get in tonight and you didn't have the time, you can listen to our show tomorrow, not on 6:20 a.m., but you can hear us at www.wrcr.com. Check the Jewish Press in the single section, or luach.com. You'll find us. I want to wish everyone a good Shabbos. And for the other people who are holding, you can call us tomorrow from 10 to 11:30, Netzah Hashem, with God's help. So it's 12:28, and I just want to thank everybody. This is a new show in the area, and we have to say good Shabbos.